Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 29th of September, recording at 5:48 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, interesting here. Now, the first thing I should mention is that you've probably received the email of the Fuller Money Highlights. That is a new service pulled together by Owen Tracy. The title is descriptive, of course, but what you'll find in there are a lot of point and figure charts, and many subscribers had said, please, can we have more point and figure charts going along with some of the commentary. So any feedback on that would be good or bad, or, well, I suspect most of you will like it, but I hope so, would be appreciated. Now, what about these markets? First, we did see yesterday some small upward dynamics, including a couple of small upside key day reversals. So I'm relieved to have covered my short position in the S&P, my hedge short, which is right back where I sold it at around 111.2240. And we have seen a little bit of upside follow through in here today. Now, you know, sentiment's been really bearish since markets lost that upward momentum, or it became bearish again quite quickly. You know my view, I don't want to be short, well, certainly not heavily short, this close to the U.S. presidential election. And the thing that's been worrying me most in terms of my 55-45 probability script in favor of a consolidation around these levels and then somewhat higher move in the markets was the strong price of crude oil. And there's a little bit of respite there. It's backing away from that $50 level, but more on that later on. Now, some of those Asian markets are still a wee bit soft, including the Nikkei, where I've got a couple of long positions, and that's not doing me any favors at the moment, and I'm not tempted to add to it that much either. European markets, some pretty good gains in here today, right across the boards. The big one was in the OMX, up 2.2%. The others were considerably smaller, approaching 1% at best on the DAX. And Wall Street shows some gains here, 22, 23 on the NASDAQ, a couple on the S&P. So another upside day here, and we could see the tops of the little, or the highs that were reached last week tested, perhaps. And I'll stick to my script. I think the odds are still 55-45 in favor of this being a consolidation. Now, bonds. I've been waiting for a signal, and we've had at least a partial signal in here today on those U.S. 30-year Treasury bonds, so I opened a short there, and then equally I opened a short in the JGBs, hopefully for good measure. I think they're overextended. I think they've discounted very, very low inflation figures. They've discounted deterioration in the macroeconomic position. And my only concern about shorting them at this stage, say, is that it's not a definitive signal in here, in so much as there are definitive signals. And the sell-off here today did occur against the background of the revision in the U.S. GDP figures, I think from 2.8 to 3.3% for 3Q, the third quarter of this year. Okay, I know some of you out there will say, hey, it's all done with smoke and mirrors. Yeah, well, so's that low CPI figure. And then we had Bill Gross's comments, he's a bit negative as well. But at any rate, I'm there, medium-sized position, and I would increase that either up or down, depending on the technical action. And moving on now into other areas. The metal markets are generally a little firmer here. To my chagrin, silver has continued its steady climb. Currently 669.5. Here it's been up as high as 675. Getting a little overbought on the short-term basis. I should have stuck to my rule: buy that every time the thing gets thumped. Now, in the all this midst of all this excitement here. Coffee's a little bit firmer. I've still got my UK quoted life contract coffee, but got stopped out yesterday, having jammed that stop up. I should have left it where it was, which was just below that upside breakaway gap. Although, given the little loss of form in here, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it were to ease a little bit lower. Soybeans and corn up a bit. Those are very recent purchases. 7 on the soybeans and 1 cent on the corn to 209.5 at currently trading. Natural gas that surged in here today. You'll see that on the chart. It's given up some of those gains, but still a pretty good gain overall on the day. And I continue to like that one, but obviously that's due for some sort of consolidation. Indeed, may have actually started that consolidation. And now, going back to the crude oil here, this well, we haven't seen this for a while. It's down 140 as I speak. Spot price is at 48.50. That's beginning to weigh on the natural gas. The crude's been down for the most part today. It got up over 50 early on, up to 50.20, but has certainly backed off. I'm just going to put that chart up while I talk to you very slowly right now, and I'll speed it up. So a bit of a downward dynamic, and I'm looking at crude. It seems to have gone up for, let's see, we went at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 consecutive days to push over 50, not able to hold it. And this is a small downward dynamic in here today. Well, you know it's very overbought in the short term, but the big picture is still up, still a secular bull market. And I do think it will require some considerable jawboning to push this down for very long, and we might get that. I think that's pretty much it for today, folks. Short and sweet. So have an excellent evening. I'm off to an LPO concert.